Yet the Jedi Council had answered Calrissian's request by sending not only the Solos to the Chulun Rift, but also a Duros Knight named O'Hali Serac, who had actually reached Base Prime before being captured by the Kref's security force. And Luke Skywalker's son, Ben, had been snooping around the planet Remook, an agricultural world located just beyond the far end of the rift. Ostensibly, Ben and his companion had been searching for a mysterious Sith vessel named Ship. But Marvid knew a cover story when he heard one. The Jedi were responding in force to Calrissian's call. And Marvid had a good idea why. The balance sheet of Tendrondo Arms, the Calrissian family's most successful concern, showed 3 billion credits in payments to unspecified vendors. Both Marvid and his brother had assumed the payments were to the top-secret suppliers any weapons manufacturer required. But there was another possibility. Perhaps Tendrondo's secret payments were being sent to the Jedi Order. That would certainly provide some incentive to help Calrissian solve his problems in the Rift. Clearly, the Krefs had underestimated Calrissian's reach. Marvid turned to suggest they depart, and he found Kratheus glaring at Han with such obvious hatred that even Calrissian had noticed. Obviously, a diversion was in order. Marvid spun his power body toward Calrissian.
"You have Jedi on call. Very impressive."
"I asked my friends to appraise the pirate situation," he said. "I trust you and Kratheus have no problem with that."
"Only if their presence delays your decision to sell," Marvid said.
Keg's eyes widened in alarm, and he turned to Calrissian.
"You're selling?"
"Marvid and Kratheus made an offer."
As Calrissian spoke, his gaze remained fixed on Kratheus.
"I haven't said yes. I doubt I will."
Kratheus' eyes flattened to horizontal ovals.
"Then you'll wish you had, Calrissian," he said. "Bringing Jedi into this was a mistake. They can't save you."
Both Solos tightened their lips almost simultaneously, and Marvid realized Kratheus had just committed a serious blunder. Very serious.
"What my brother means to say,"
Marvid said, attempting to cover,
"is that it's too late for a few Jedi to drive out the pirates. The problem has already grown too large."
Kratheus shot Marvid an angry glare, and Marvid realized he didn't have the faintest idea what his brother was thinking. True, 40 years ago, Han Solo had been the last person to consult their mother before someone put a blaster bolt through two of her cerebrums. But emotional outbursts were not how Kalumai operated. Kalumai followed a plan. Seeing that all three humans were now staring at him, Marvid realized that he had no choice except to follow his brother's example. Fixing his gaze on Calrissian, he tipped his power body forward in intimidation.
"Your only hope is to accept your offer and count yourself lucky."
As Marvid spoke, his power body reported a surge of high-frequency radio waves, a signal of approval from Kratheus.
"If you don't, you'll leave the rift with nothing."
"If you leave at all," Kratheus said.
He spun his power body away and started toward the exit.
"Don't underestimate us, Calrissian."
"It wouldn't be smart,"
Marvid added.